From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. When we look at the many things that we enjoy in life, we seem to find the most satisfaction in those that provide a challenge. Sports are a good example where the individual has the thrill of beating their last performance, whether as an individual or as a member of a team. When we look at the myriad opportunities that a recreation called amateur radio provides, the chances of finding that involvement are multiple. Many operators enjoy the thrill of contesting where the battle is to use the bands and radio conditions to amass a score and a memento that signifies success. Others look to increasing the tally of exotic contacts that we call DX. When the natural world grants the opportunity to contact someone remote with the power of a butterfly's beating wing in their antenna, that is a challenge which, when it succeeds, is a thrill that spurs a person to try again. Likewise, when a ham tackles a project that is new and different and succeeds in creating a something that improves their station, there is a satisfaction of knowing the challenge was taken and won. We can look at our club's activities and see the various opportunities that arise to be challenged in filling roles that privately just don't come up at home. Field days, public displays, and so many more items are there, and getting them set up and run the best that you can is a challenge with its own rewards and recognition amongst the members. Even the mundane things can have a reward of having helped our fellow members get more from their involvement. As we move towards Jota Jyoti, this is something that members of the scouting community practice as part of their personal development. Scouts and guides are helped on the path to growth in ways that many find outside the normal routine. The shoulder patch and the blanket full of patches tells a story, and a group story of challenges undertaken and opportunities that have been enjoyed. Amateur radio is in many ways providing a similar pathway for people to learn and try new things that spur mind and body to engage in new and interesting things. The one difference that I see is that once a ham passes the first license test, there is no true roadmap to follow. Like the explorer of old, we peer into the distance and cross the mountains and streams that our pursuit provides. Yes, some people do give up, but many more continue to find contentment and excitement in the engineering, technology and science that are the foundations of amateur radio. The biggest opportunity is perhaps the challenge to try oneself in the contest. And like the follower of the sporting code, you may find you are not a player, but better suited to the role of spectator. That role has its own level of thrill and satisfaction, and you go forward better prepared than someone who never tried. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.